بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا. وفي الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Let us recite one time, at least Durud Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. We should try and emulate every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we are the luckiest people. By way of an example, if a person is in a classroom and all the children of the classroom, they love a certain teacher, we will say there is no kamal in that. That certain teacher exhibits certain qualities or certain softness or whatever it is. They have a hikmah, they have a wisdom of winning the student over. And we won't say that there's any kamal in there. Rather, on the contrary, if that teacher has to single out from the entire class and say from the entire class, I love so and so, then that will be something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Say, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fattabi'uni, follow me, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What will Allah do for you? Yuhibbukum Allah. Allah will love you. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will forgive your sins. If we love Allah and rightfully so, we're supposed to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is great. MashaAllah, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, then everything will become ours. And ma'rifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a great thing. But as we go along, that is why we start off with one sunnah of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah we try and inculcate this. Allah first grant me and each one of us the tawfiq of practicing whatever is being said here, inshallah. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba Sharif with Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, then the dua that they made was Rabbana taqabbal minna. Allah accept from us. Because qubuliyat is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, inshallah. So, one sunnah which we can inculcate, inshallah, is the sunnah of making salam. And Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu anhu, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu anhu, says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to Medina Munawara, one of the first advices that were given was, afshu salam, spread the salam, wa at'imu ta'am, feed people, wasilu al-arham, join family ties, wasallu wa-nasu niyam, perform salah while people are sleeping, تدخل الجنة بسلام أو كما قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم you will enter Jannah peacefully. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us practice the sunnah, inshallah. Wherever we go, we try and practice and we revive the sunnah of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a time of technological advancement, unfortunately we find we're also living in a time of spiritual retrogression where people are actually getting we're becoming worse, unfortunately. That is why we need to hold on. And as Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, there's only one of two ways of living in this dunya. Either a person lives a life of obedience to Allah, or he lives a life of disobedience. You cannot have both things. A person cannot be going to Cape Town and be going to Durban at the same time. He's got to choose which one he wants to go. And then there are one of two things which are in control in our life. Either our ruh is in control, or the nafs will be in control. And if the nafs is in control and it takes us, as was alluded yesterday, mashallah, so beautifully, inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu, that the superlative form is used here, that the nafs ammara is that nafs which inclines a person towards evil. It's giving force there to the whole thing, that the nafs will incline a person towards haram and wrong. And a person can only be saved by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah can save a person. So we find that today we have one more money, but unfortunately we find that there's less clothing. You know, indecency is prevailing, immorality has become the norm, and we moved away. We become so immersed and we become so immune to haram and wrong that unfortunately sometimes we don't even find something to be haram and wrong. Whereas the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyiru biyadihi," that if a person sees an evil, then he should change it by means of his hands. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ, if he's unable to do that, then he should try and change it by means of his tongue. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ, فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ, if he's unable to do that also, then he should change it by means of his heart. He should feel bad about it. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ, and that is the lowest form of iman. كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, sometimes we don't even find anything to be haram. We become so immune to haram and wrong. We find the immorality going on. We find also is beginning closer towards Qiyamah, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which appears in Muslim Sharif. There's a hadith there, Nisa'un kafiyatun ariyatun mumilatun ma'ilatun la yadkhulna al-jannah wa la yajidna rihaha wa inna rihaha la tujadu, in one hadith, in one riwayat, wa inna rihaha la yujadu min masirati kada wa kada, or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that there are two types of people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I have not yet seen. And one of the types of people is that there will be a time towards Qiyamah where there will be women that will be dressed. They will be kasiyat, they will be dressed, ariyat, yet they will be naked. Or they will, what it means is they will be transparent kind of dressing. These type of women, ru'usuhunna ka'asnimatil bukhtil ma'ila, their hair or their heads will resemble the bacterian camel. It will resemble a certain type of camel which will be tilted in the head tilted. La yadkhulna al-jannah, that meaning of this is that they will have the hump style or the hijab that will be wear, that they will don, will resemble the hump of a camel. La yadkhulna al-jannah, these type of women will not enter Jannah. Wa la yajidna rihaha, never mind enter Jannah, they will not even get the fragrance of Jannah. And verily the fragrance of Jannah can be perceived and can be, a person can get it from so many miles and so many, from such a distance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, that we keep away from the fur, the haram and the wrong, and we inculcate the sunnah libas of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the nature of Jahannam? In the Darse Masnawi of Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayh, very beautifully it's mentioned, that the nature of Jahannam is the same as the nature of the nafs. The nature of the nafs is the same of the nature of Jahannam. What is the nature of Jahannam? On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address Jahannam. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمْ هَلِمْ تَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. On the day of Qiyamah, we shall address Jahannam. هَلِمْ تَلَأْتِ, are you full? And Jahannam will say, هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ, is there more? So this is the nafs. As long as we keep on feeding the nafs can be, the sustenance of the nafs is two. One is, it's either physical sustenance, that a person eats so much, that foolishness is a person feeds an animal so much and then that animal throws the rider off. And the second type of feeding the nafs, which is even more detrimental, is feeding the nafs through sin and disobedience. Then the disobedience will take a person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take away a person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more a person will feed the nafs, as Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, that when a person will feed this nafs so much, then that person will go to Jahannam. And even if you have to tell that person that, look, he's looked at every person and he's looked at every woman in the world, and now you tell him and you whisper into his ears and you say, you know what, there's still one more woman that you haven't seen, then the nature is that I need to see that one more woman. I keep on needing the same nature of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. So every day we are invited to immorality and haram, filth, and we fall prey to it. And the Quran subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran mentions wala taqrabu zina. Allah doesn't tell us don't commit zina. Allah says do not even go near zina. Do not even go near zina. So when a person is going, you'll find that immorality is on the billboards. There's filth, haram and rod, there's no modesty. Sometimes a person is traveling with his children in the car, and then the children are looking at that and they're starting to ask questions. And sometimes the children know more because they are learning this filth from school. The type of things they are learning, such shocking things are being taught in the schools, in the syllabus. Haram and wrong and filth, that how does a person even have the type of, the person will sit in front of the TV with his children and watch zina and watch haram and wrong. Zina al-ayn al-nadr, zina of the eye is looking at haram and wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And the zina of the eyes leads on ways we are told to eradicate the very root of the problem. Our deen teaches us to eradicate the root. The Western world has the opposite way. They work backwards. They tell us we are backward. But we are not backward. We eradicate the root of the problem. The root of the problem is a person doesn't go towards haram and wrong. And the first step is when a person looks towards haram and wrong. Then it leads on to pornography. How many youngsters are involved in pornography? And to get out, it's like an addiction. A person can't get himself out of it because the cell phone is there, the temptations are so great. So we need to eradicate the root of it. Don't even look towards haram and wrong. Unfortunately today, as Hazrat also always mentions, we are following people who follow dogs. The people that have made the dogs their masters, we are following such people. So we find this is also a common habit. Now we find even Muslim people, they will be going with a dog, and if the dog needs to urinate, then they will wait there and they'll stand there. So that what the Western world is doing, we are following that. Instead of following the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are following people who unfortunately first have children, then they might get married or they might not get married. Illegitimate children. Time has come like that where a person will follow people who first have children. The Western world, they have children, they take, na'udhu billah, and then after that they might decide whether they want to get married or they don't want to get married. Illa such love affairs, Allah save us from this. You know, it's so fake. A person goes out or is dating, whatever the term is, going out. It's so fake because the person obviously presents himself, both parties will present themselves in a very nice way. Their bad habits will never show. The only time their bad habits will show is when they get married. They say love is blind, your eyes only open when you get married. So a person when he gets married, now he can't hide all the filth and the haram and the wrong. And this woman also, she can't hide all the things that she her getting upset and angry, now she can't hide it. Now a person realizes that I got married. And then a person is going out with this person, and it stems because we're doing all the haram and the wrong, and then we learn this kind of filth, unfortunately, in the schools, we learn it in the universities, and this type of harm and danger is a great one. So we need to abstain from it. And then a person is dating and going out with this person. I recently met somebody and he told me, Maulana, my marriage is in turmoil. So I said, he says, Maulana, you know what the problem is? I said, what is your problem? So he said, I've identified what the problem is. Myself and my wife, we went out, we were dating and courting for 10 years before we got married. How can there ever be a spark in that marriage? There can never be a spark in that marriage. Because everything is gone. Everything is gone. So now it's just a blame game, etc. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. One of the greatest repercussions of committing zina, haram and wrong is that there will be never happiness in a person's life. A person will never have chain and sukoon. There will never be peace of mind. The person will always have anxiety and problems. Because we go with the cell phone sometime to bed also, now we're perusing through the cell phone and a mind is already there, or a person is sleeping and then he's watching filth, haram and wrong. And everything that appears on the TV and is all filth and haram and wrong. So now a person is going through the cell phone. So now how does that person sleep? If that person's mood comes at that time, how does that person meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. One of the things that's mentioned in the Darse Masnawi of Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi alayh, and Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayh has mentioned it, negativity. You know, one is a person falls in love with a person, or how to get rid of this type of problem. Person looks at a beautiful woman, but he needs to look at it and look at it like this, that this woman that I love so much, one day her beautiful cheeks will also sag and her beauty will fade, and I am following somebody and I'm in love with somebody that unfortunately is going to die, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is eternal. A person is even negligent, he's not even aware of it. When you are worrying about that person in an illicit love affair, you're worrying about that woman, she's sleeping, for the 8 hours that she's sleeping, she doesn't even know that you're crying and worrying about her. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why are we dying over corpses? Whereas we should be worrying about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in attaining the eternal love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is aware, no sleep and no slumber overcomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zina is destroying the moral fabric of our society. The harms of pornography are so much that there's breakages in marriages. Many times, many young people come, and as ulama, sometimes we are faced with these type of problems, and sometimes a person comes and he wants advice, and he says, Maulana, there's so many people that have come, and he said, Maulana, my marriage is breaking. And I asked, what's the problem? And he says, you know, Maulana, I just don't know what to do. I'm impotent. So this is the harms of the filth and the haram that we are watching. It becomes a drug and a person can't get out of it. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the avenue of tawbah. And the zamzam every day, we should try and drink zamzam every day. It's so amazing. Every day a person buys so much of clothing, rather leave the clothing, get the zamzam when you go to the Haramain Sharifain, get the zamzam, and every day the first thing what we can try and do in the morning, early in the morning, we try and drink zamzam. First thing in the morning, zamzam ulima shuribala. Zamzam for whatever intention is drink, then that will be it. So it's shifa. Our deen has all the cures. So now we will just go through some of, inshallah, some of the aspects or some of the possible solutions as we learn from our ulama. The hadith that I quoted for you is a hadith where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. Who is an intelligent person? An intelligent person is not that person that has the most amount of degrees, etc. That's not an intelligent person. An intelligent person, according to the hadith, is that person who curbs his nafs and his desire. When his nafs and his desire tell him to do haram and wrong, look at this beautiful woman, or let me do this, then he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he curbs his desires. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ And he does actions which will assist him after his demise. Because each one of us are going to leave, we're going to leave this dunya. Every day we don't know when our mort will come. People are worried when is the day of qiyamah, and rightfully so. But our qiyamah starts the day our eyes close. We meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we meet Allah? In a dirty manner. Imagine a person is going to get married and he's a mechanic and he comes to the masjid and he's got grease on his hands and he's got grease over his clothes and he's dirty and under the nails. What will we tell that person? Why are you here? He says, I have come, today is my nikah. So the Mawlana also and everybody that's in the congregation will say, Bhai, it's your nikah. You need to go home, you need to shower, you need to clean yourself. Today you're going to meet your bride. How are you going to meet your bride like this here? So how are we going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we have the fault, the haram and the wrong? How do we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What if our maut comes? Maut can come at any time. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran so beautifully, فَأَعْدَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ Spend from that which we have granted you before death comes to any one of you. فَيَقُوْ Then he says, رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ Allah grant me little bit of respite. فَأَصَّدَّقَ So that I may give out sadaqah. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And I may be from those people who are pious. And the wajh mukhalif of being pious is leading a wicked life. We don't want to be a wicked. Then a person will realize now that I did it to adopt taqwa. Now it's too late. What was the value of saying one more subhanallah? Allahu Akbar. Saying subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. As we heard the other day in the masjid, mashallah. Let us try. Whatever we learn from Hazrat and the mashayikh, let us learn and let us take from it, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it first in my heart and each one of us, inshallah. So that time will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say walam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word lan. Hargiz nahi. Walay yuakhir Allahu nafsan idha jaa ajaluha. Allah will never grant respite to any soul idha jaa ajaluha. Not 1 second more. Not 1 second less. Not 1 minute more. Not 1 minute less. When a person's appointed time comes, then we have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make it that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a manner that Allah is pleased with us and we are pleased with Allah. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. So many people passed away. Fortunate people, when they were passing away, they were reciting these verses. ففروا إلى الله. Turn to Allah. Run to Allah. Flee to Allah. إن مستوي مولانا رومي رحمة الله عليه. Hazrat Wala has mentioned, Rahimullah has mentioned there, Fafirru ilallah. He says there's three types of Fafirru ilallah. Fleeing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firari shar'i is of three types. Fafirru ilallah, amma siwallah ilallah. One is fafirru firari aini. When we see haram and wrong, that we keep away, we protect our gaze from haram and wrong. No sooner do we see a strange woman, غير محرم woman, then we keep our gaze low. We safeguard our gazes because that is going to lead us to zina. And it's going to lead us to a disgrace in the akhirah. As the Quran says, يُضَعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ But look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kindness and mercy. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ That the person, if a person committed zina, their punishment will be double on the day of qiyamah. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ Except for the one who makes tawbah, وَآمَنَ And brings iman, وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا And does righteous deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيَّاتٍ حَسَنَاتٍ Allah will change their bad into good. Allahu Akbar. Allah is so kind. Allah is so merciful. Allah is kareem. Allah gives to those who don't deserve. We are not even deserving, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem and Allah loves to forgive. And Allah is ghafoor rahim. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Say, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell my servants who have transgressed the limit. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not become despondent in the mercy of Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Verily Allah forgives the sins, all our sins. Allah will forgive our sins, inshallah. So ففروا إلى الله فرار عيني. Number one, keep away, safeguard the eyes, fleeing from bad nadri, to looking at haram and wrong. ففروا إلى الله فرار عيني. ferore badani, that is when we are in the presence of somebody we are not supposed to be there, then keep away from that haram and wrong. For how long will you be able to subdue in the temptation? The temptation will overpower us, and then we will end up in haram and wrong. A hadith under the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَبْعَةٌ يُضِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ. There are seven categories of people whom Allah will shelter on the day of Qiyamah. When there will be no shelter except the shelter which Allah will give. Imagine what is the day of Qiyamah. Aisha radiallahu anhu says, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alluded to the fact that on the day of Qiyamah, people will be standing in front of Allah like how they were born, with no clothing, and they were standing in front of Allah. Aisha radiallahu anha said something, the mafhum of the hadith, that O Nabi of Allah, if people are standing, won't they be looking at the satr of each other? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to the fact, the mafhum of the hadith, that a person won't even have the time to look at the next person. Each person will be worrying about himself. Nafsi, nafsi. Allah, how do I stand in front of you, Allah? How do I answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The gravity of the day of Qiyamah. Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum. O mankind, ittaqu rabbakum. Fear ya Allah. Inna zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. Yawma tarawnaha tadhalu kullu murdi'atin 'amma arda'at. Wa tad'u kullu dhati hamlin hamdaha. Wa tara an-nasa sukara wa ma hum bisukara walakin 'adhaballahi shadid. So the day of Qiyamah is a great day. We're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't take the heat. 40 degrees, 50 degrees, we can't take. We can't take being in a desert little, but we are already looking for water, etc. How are we going to stand in front of Allah when the sun will be above people's heads? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singles out, and it's mentioned that they are one of the categories of the seven types of categories. وَرَجُلٌ تَعَتْهُمْ رَأَتِ ذَاتِ مَنْسِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. A man, when a beautiful woman of status invites him to do haram and wrong, then what does he say? إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. Verily I fear Allah. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. Verily this nafs will take us towards that. We need to make our nafs. There are three types of nafs. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ. That is the best. That Allah makes us reach that inshallah in our life. And we gain the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we adopt the quality of ihsan. We try and get the quality of ihsan in our life. أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَّمْ تَكُن تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. That you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a manner as though Allah, that you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know that Allah is watching you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from this. So the second type is firari badani, that we keep away and we take our physical self away from haram and wrong. Firari aini, keep away. And firari qalbi, that any kind of fault, haram and wrong, that penetrates our heart, the recess of our heart, we keep away from that filth and that haram and wrong. We stop fantasizing over haram and wrong because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Allah is watching me, Allah's gaze is upon me. So we keep away from haram and wrong. To conclude, inshallah, just what we should try and do, inshallah, we should try and set with the pious. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Oh, you believe, ittaqullaha, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Be with the righteous, be with the truthful, because the colors will rub off. If we sit with the pious, inshallah, if we sit in haram and wrong, with the wrong people, or we sit in and people are making a bribe, then obviously even though you are not making the meat, or you're not preparing the meat, but the smoke will have an effect, you'll come out smelling like that. If a person goes into a perfume shop, even though he didn't purchase the perfume, but because he was just in an environment of perfume, it's going to have an effect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it if we sit with the pious, because if we don't sit with the pious, then we're going to be sitting alone. If we sit alone, that's the time when the shaitan comes. And the shaitan comes and it gets us onto our gadgets, and then we start doing haram and wrong, and one step leads to another. And then the dhoka of shaitan and the deceit of shaitan is, he says, no, it's so fine, just look at it this one time. But what happens if our mort comes at that time? What happens if I'm doing haram and wrong at that moment in time and my mort comes? Will I get the chance to make tawbah? I won't get the chance to make tawbah. Allah gave me enough time. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we don't go towards that, and we keep away from all the filth, the haram and the wrong, we see what's being taught in the school, all this alphabet fitna that's being taught, that a person can choose whatever they want to be. We should feel haram and wrong. We've seen how Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's people were turned upside down. It was mentioned even in Ma'riful Quran as well, and the tafasir, because their actions were upside down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the punishment also like that. That rained down stones on them. Now we still want to go for holiday, we need to go to the Dead Sea, na'udhu billah. We should keep away from haram and wrong. We should keep away from even entertaining the thought, how do we not feel bad? Today we see somebody, we become immune to haram and wrong. When we see haram and wrong, let us feel this is filth, this is dirt, this is haram and wrong. How can a man be with a man? How can a woman be with a woman? This is haram and wrong. Our children are being taught this. The other day I spoke to somebody very close to me, and he says, Maulana, you know, I was passing by, I didn't even know, I was oblivious of the fact that my child was on the gadget, on the tablet. So I said, okay, so what was... The child was watching haram and wrong, and how they did it in the cartoon form. They did it in the cartoon form. So they had a woman with another woman, na'udhu billah. And the 3 or 4 year old child was watching that filth and that haram and that wrong. So now obviously, children want to start emulating this type of haram and wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children, protect our iman. That is why we read every day, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna tinaba. Allah must give us the ability to be able to see falsehood as falsehood and abstain from it. Allah must grant us the ability to see righteousness as righteousness and truth as truth and follow it, inshallah. And also make dua for our iman. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Allah, do not deviate our heart. Ba'da idh hadaytana. Allah, you blessed us with iman. Radina billahi. As Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatum, the other night mentioned, that we should read this. Radina billahi rabba. Wabil islami dina. Wabil nabina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasoola wa nabiya. The 3 questions in the qadr. Radina billahi rabba. We are pleased with Allah is our Rabb. Wabil islami dina. And our mandino, madinuk, our deen is Islam. Wa nabina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability, inshallah. And we effect the tawbah, and we leave from you, inshallah. Each one of us, without exception, we don't leave except that we make intention. Allah, whatever haram and wrong I've left, I've got in my life from today, Allah. I'm not going to leave you. I'm making tawbah right now, Allah. I'm going to leave this haram and this wrong. I don't want to meet you in a manner that you are displeased with me, Allah. I want to meet you in a good manner, Allah. And Allah is most kind and Allah is most merciful. But we don't expect to plant tomatoes and expect potatoes to grow. It won't work. So, Al-Qi'i Sumandan and Nasta'u Amira Lima Badamu. An intelligent person is that person who curbs his nafs and his desire. And he does actions which will assist him after his demise. Wal-Ajiz, a foolish person, is that person that follows his base desires. And then he has hopes in the mercy of Allah. So we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is infinite, that Allah's rahmat and mercy is so great. As Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to also say, he used to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and rahmat is so great that so much guna and so much sin, but it's finite, it will come to an end when a person passes away. But Allah's rahmat and mercy is infinite. One wave of Allah's rahmat and mercy can obliterate and wipe out everything in haram and wrong. Depends on our need. We need to change. Allah, I need to change. I need to meet you in a manner that you are happy with me, Allah. I need to meet you in a manner, Allah. Tomorrow my children become the ambassadors of the deen, inshallah. But I need to look after the iman of my children. So beautifully our Quran, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yuni waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Make our children huffaz. Today we have given more priority to dunya. The university is more important. If my child misses fajr salah, it's okay, bichara, let him sleep. Na'udhu billah. But if you didn't go to university, don't you know I spent 90,000 rand and you're wasting the money. Priority day. In the madrasa we see that the excuses that come in, if you have to compile a book of excuses, then it will be one of the best sellers. Under A, auntie went for operation. B, ball got stuck on the roof. C, cat died. D, donkey drowned. Every excuse the students give us. And every time in the madrasa they say, brothers, but it's a reality. It's a reality. That today our children will give us all that excuses that I need to go for maths tuition and I need to go for accounting tuition. But very rarely will our children go and tell the school that I need to go for Quran tuition. I need to go for Ahadith tuition. It's high time that we prioritize our deen. If we will make deen our objective, then wallahi Allah will make the dunya run behind us. We will run after Allah's deen, Allah will make dunya run behind us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind and most merciful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us tawfiq and ability to practice what has been said. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.